Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why.
No!
I have to steal it.
About Willis.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up?
Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, you too, buddy.
Love our Wednesday shows.
You too, pal.
Yeah. What's up, buddy?
You too, guy.
Thanks, Chief.
Did you guys hear who did the sports snort there moments ago? Did you guys hear that?
No, what was...
You didn't even hear it?
Wasn't it Schulte?
It is Schulte.
Hey! I was like, wait, I was wondering if it was a trick question. Because I was like, wait, did someone other than Schulte do it? I see him right there. And by the way, hand to God, I had an unbelievable moment last night. Because we were thinking about Schulte. Because Buckley's gone today. And so Schulte was in doing Hot Corner last night.
Yeah.
And so Buck told us that we were going to have Schulte. And I mentioned that Schulte's dream car is a Mazda Miata.
That's true.
A convertible Mazda Miata.
Did you bring him one?
No. But this happened. It was one of those weird things. You know, like you, what is it, like the secret, like you manifest something? Mm-hmm. And Schulte was wearing his teal Mariner hat yesterday, although today he's wearing a different Mariner hat because... Why wouldn't he be?
How many do you have?
At least 69.
Are you serious?
Not
60. You have 70 Mariners
hats? I have at least 30. Not 70, but I'd say half that.
Yeah. God.
So he was wearing the teal one yesterday with his gym teacher, Oakley's. So I'm driving home, and I get off my exit that I take. I get off the exit to go to my house, 164th. And at that first light that I come to as I take my left, I look over to my right. Hand to God, there is a white convertible Miata with two, shall I say, large gentlemen sitting side by side, which is hilarious in itself that there's two men in a Miata, let alone two large men, very girthy men. And the guy is wearing the teal Mariner hat backwards. Now, he wasn't wearing the full like gym teacher glasses, but they were wrap around Oakley's. And I'm like, now we're just doing bits, God.
Ah, my people.
Like, now we're just doing bits. I even tried to get a snapshot, like I'm trying to fiddle around with my phone. But then it was awkward because these two dudes probably thought I were making fun of them for like being big. Like, they didn't fit in the Miata. They were like shoulder to shoulder. Like, in no way should one of them, let alone two of them, be in this car. But I'm like, what are the odds of seeing, like, it could have been Schulte's brother. Like, Schulte is like out of shape, brother.
Was it your dad?
Your dad drive a convertible white Miata?
No, he does not. No one in my family does. And I don't have a brother.
But the Mariner hat?
Man.
Like, what? What are we doing?
Maybe it's an archetype.
Is it a thing?
And then did they have stacks of McDonald's old McDonald's bags?
I should have looked on the floorboards.
Well, that's
it wasn't
disgusting.
Even sunny out and the guy was wearing his wraparound Oakleys.
Well, yeah.
I was like, what are we?
Hell yeah, man.
And his head was kind of like above.
It's a vibe.
He was probably wearing the glasses because his head was kind of above the wind. That thing is tiny.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it is this.
They're small.
Yeah, it's like a little go-kart. Well, Schulte, I just want you to know, dude, it made my day, and I was so disappointed that I couldn't get the snapshot. They took off. Like, the light turned green, and they weren't having any of my shenanigans, and they just, you know, they bolted off in their super slick, sexy Miata, but I was just one of those weird things where I was like, I think I manifested that. Because I was like, I can't imagine Solsi driving around in that little ass Miata. And then I saw it. I saw, like 10 years from now, if Schulze lets himself go, I saw what that looked like. And let me tell you, it was a glorious sight.
Yeah, I'm going to try my best not to let myself go. And I can't see over. Like, I'm not tall, so I can't see over the top of it, so I can actually fit in one of those. Or a Z3, like, just the tiny roadster feel. Like, I'm chubby, I'm not that fat, so I'm still okay.
I just know that every now and then, the universe opens itself up to you and shows you what's capable. And last night, a backwards teal Mariner hat in a convertible Miata, yes, please. Yes, yes.
Makes me feel better.
That's great. What is it called when you hear a word for the first time, and then all of a sudden you hear the word constantly?
Yeah, I know what you're speaking of.
What's that
of,
called?
But I don't know.
There's a term for that.
I know of what you speak, but I don't have it off the top of my head.
I had one of those the other day.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Anyway, I don't know why I brought that up.
What was it?
I don't remember. Because well, I'm here.
Didn't you just hear it?
No.
Oh. Well, that's...
Well, you were talking about, like, the manifest theme.
Oh, yeah,
like,
okay.
It's like, I was thinking along those lines. Look, it doesn't really tie in, okay? Yeah. I'm just going to let it go.
Loose, adjacent tie, it's okay.
You know.
Well, just Schulze, you know, last night about 7:30, I was thinking of you, brother.
I love you guys.
And I thought about...
So, wait.
Just thought about texting you. I'm like, do you have a chubby older brother that's living your dream?
I should have... Man, I wish you would have. I should have played into it, been like, yes.
Well, yeah, I just... The audacity of those two men to be like, yeah, you know where we're going... Miata shopping. I mean, it's just fascinating. I didn't think that the Miata could go. The suspension on that thing, it must have had like beefed up suspension. I think they weighed more than the Miata.
It's a lowrider Miata at that point, but its little four-cylinder can take you. And there's one, I'll never find it because there's only one that exists. There is one, it's like a prototype teal Miata from 1991. I'm trying to get my hands on that, but somebody in Southern California owns it and be like the perfect.
Wait, there's only one of them.
Yeah. One. Yeah, there was like, you know how cars kind of start with.
Well, how
like
the hell are you going to get your hands on a one of one car, dude? You know how much that's going to cost?
I don't think anyone wants a teal convertible Miata.
If it's one of one,
it doesn't matter.
I'm not going
it
for.
It does
something.
Matter.
I
yeah,
think it
there
does.
Are a million Schulzes that want that car.
Is there?
Yeah, I think there are.
I don't think there is.
There's a
Glenn
few.
Shannon's in line.
Yeah, and I didn't know
that
this Miata had like the. What do you call it? It had like the hard top in the back. Right? Well,
it was a newer Miata then?
I don't know. I'm not familiar on my Miatas. It just
there's four body types, A, B, C, and D.
Well, yeah, it was it looked odd because it was like the back of it was hard. So it was just like there was a T-top almost on it.
Yes, so and that is. That's an automatic. It's basically an automatic
I couldn't
top
believe
up and down.
I was like,
so.
There's a new Miata?
Hell
like,
yeah.
Could the Miata get any sweeter? Yeah, add a T-top to it. Let's go. It's like Smokey and the Bandit.
Now, do I want to ask why that's your dream car?
Buck answered it yesterday. My grandpa, rest in peace, he drove around a Mazda Miata, and he was a roadster guy, and then as soon as James Bond GoldenEye came out in 96, he sold that and then bought a turquoise BMW Z3, just like in the movie. So it's really just a nostalgia. Love my papa. That's
my grandfather wore one-piece underwear, and yet I didn't make that my dream. I'm just saying.
Really? Is it like the Mormon underwear?
Yeah, he wore the Mormon undies, but there's a one-piecer.
Yeah, it's like a T-shirt?
Yeah, it's like a long john. Like, yeah, he put that sucker on, and it was the first time. Because, like, when you're raised in the church, you hear stories. My parents weren't really garment people. That's
the
what they
holy
call
underwear.
Yeah, but
protect you from everything, won't it?
Yeah, and then the first because you hear that there are the onesies, and I was like, whatever. And then I saw my grandfather because when I went down to BYU, I stayed with him for a couple days, and let me tell you, you are not prepared for seeing one Newell K. Brown come rolling in the morning to pour a bowl of grape nuts just wearing a onesie. Just a onesie church.
I thought she wore a muumuu.
That was my mom.
Oh.
My mom was a muumuu lady.
But Boole is your mom.
Yes. This was my grandfather, Newell.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah,
I thought you
weird...
said Boole.
No. That's okay. Newell. Newell K. Brown. At one point, healthiest boy in Utah, like 1942.
Yeah, I remember that story.
Rocking a onesie. You're just not prepared to see an old, wrinkly man in a onesie. But again, Schulze, just saying, just because your grandfather did it, doesn't necessarily mean you have to make it your dream.
Well, he used handkerchiefs, but that's not really something that I'm on. It's kind of a pick and choose deal.
Oh, the hanky's great. I love the hanky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how practical the hanky is.
My dad was a hanky man.
It's disgusting. Yeah, I mean, a lot of the olds in our A lot of the olds in our life were hanky men, and I get it. I respect it. But my God, it's gross.
Yeah.
Like, how often do you have to wash those things?
I don't know.
Or should you wash those things? Because I feel like they never did.
I didn't ask questions. Just my dad always had
and
a...
And they put their boogers in them and stuff?
It's like, oh, yeah. My dad was a nose blower. And then he would use it to, like, open doors and...
Oh,
I don't know.
Great. Yeah. Blow your nose and then open the door. Yeah.
I mean, I remember watching my grandma, like, she would iron the entire probably lot of 10 or 15 of them. Yeah. There would be a load of handkerchiefs. Yeah.
So, wait. Okay. Hold on.
Here's the situation.
So...
Hold on, everybody.
Have you made an offer to the guy in California for the car?
I don't even know where that one is. I'd prefer... My grandpa drove a silver one, so if I find a Miata, it's going to be a silver early 90s version.
I got to tell you, I don't think it's hard to find a silver Miata.
It actually is. It is a bit tougher than you think because there were only a couple hundred thousand total made in those years, and the color selection was pretty limited. So it's like that or like a turquoise BMW Z3.
Well, I tell you what, dude. We were at Intercom Portland. Back down on the waterfront there, back where we used to be.
Yeah.
This was many, many moons ago. You know, you and I are coming up on our 19th anniversary together.
Ooh-hoo.
And I do believe that this was before you and I
were officially partners.
Yeah, because it was probably like 2002, 2003. I was just a young buck in the radio biz, and Glenn Shannon was a big hot rock DJ.
He was the head cheese over at 92.3 KGON.
That's right. And he was every bit the part. Yeah. Like he was a rock guy and long hair, and he drove a Miata. And boy, did he love that thing.
He
parked it right up there up front, and he'd keep an eye on it. And one day I parked next to him. I don't remember the exact circumstance, but I think I put a cup on it.
Oh, that didn't go well, did
it? Dude, he came charging out of there.
What are you doing?
At me. Like, get that off of
it. You never rub another man's Miata.
I was like,
ever.
Wow. And then I had the thought, I'm like, it's a freaking Miata, dude.
That's not that
yeah,
great.
Like, get over yourself. But Glenn Shannon and I ended up being very good friends.
He was great.
He was one of my favorite people in that building. But we got off on the wrong foot because of the Miata.
Well, you know what you did? You disrespected the Miata.
Yeah. I totally did, and I apologize.
See,
I was like, Jesus, man.
Like, you wouldn't put that on a Ferrari. Well, to Miata guy.
Yeah, you're right.
That's where you go on this. Like, it's one thing.
Well, you know, should you, I mean, it really raises the question, should you really even put a mug or a cup on any car?
It raises the question, should you as a grown man be driving a convertible Miata? The answer is no, but also the answer is no, you should not put your cup of coffee.
I should have put it on the ground.
Yes.
I don't
because
know why
you never know. Like, you ever encounter that person, someone will drive, like, I knew a dude that was into Suzuki Samurais. Like, you know those?
Suzuki Samurai.
Yeah, when you couldn't afford a Jeep, you got a Suzuki Samurai. Well, I guess it's like a whole community. And we were down in Bend, me and the BTJ, and we were visiting some friends of hers, and he had a Suzuki Samurai. And it was kind of all chopped up, and I kind of made a comment about the Suzuki Samurai. Turns out that's like that dude's whole life. Like, he goes to, like, Suzuki, like car shows. It's a whole thing. And I kind of alluded to the fact of, like, oh, yeah, like, we had one of those. Like, everyone in my group had one of those when we were, like, 16. And he thought I was taking a shot at it. He got very personal. Like, there's, like, every car has their own. Like, El Camino guy is out there. Or, you know, you think someone's got, like, a Honda Civic or, like, a Prelude. But to him, like, he's Tokyo Drifting. He's, like, the Fast and the Furious. He's got some big spoiler on it. And to him, it's, like, the greatest thing in the world. People get very attached to cars. You got to be careful.
What were those... I had one of these cars that was an Isuzu.
The Isuzu Rodeo?
Amigo.
Oh,
I had an Amigo.
That's the smaller rodeo.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Joe Isuzu.
And I remember buying it, and my dad was like, are you sure you want this?
Isuzus are awesome.
And I'm like, yeah. And then I just got made fun of for it.
Yeah.
But it had like the soft top.
Yeah, soft top, like in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people would just come and slice the thing and take my CDs and, you know, it's like, am I doing?
See, what you didn't realize is that if you can't afford a Jeep and you can't find a Suzuki Samurai, then you went to the Isuzu Amigos. And then, of course, if you're Schulte, you probably got like a Volkswagen Rabbit Cabriolet. You know, there was a method to that madness. You went down the line until you found the convertible that fit.
God. So Buck is out today. If you haven't already noticed, it's Schulte in for Buck. And I think Buck is out tomorrow.
And Friday.
And Friday.
I am in all week. So good to be with you guys. Good to see you guys.
Yeah, yeah. It's nice to be seen.
He's down in some sort of Bay Area.
Well, he's going to his sister's wedding.
Oh, it's a wedding.
Mm. Yeah, okay. He said, in the Bay.
Boy, and I bet so, that thing's going to be a whole...
It'll probably be pretty fancy.
I would guess.
Now, he texted me today, and he said, we'll have to get to this later, but he knows the guy, you know, the Washington Commanders guy who's been nabbed by an undercover reporter?
Which, by the way, that dude is a horrible human being, but at the same time, so are you for going on a date and recording someone's private conversations.
Well, anyway, we'll get to the story, but Buckley knows that guy.
Oh, of course he does. Of course he does.
Privilege is awesome. He worked with him.
Oh, man.
In the Bay.
Does Buckley know what a hateful bastard the guy is?
I don't know. I was hoping he'd be here so we could talk about it, but he has other things to do.
Boy, those
are
rough comments. Though it's tough to walk those back.
Yeah.
I'll just, you know.
Well, we'll get to that.
He may be looking for a new line of work.
Let's get going with our poll question. The NFL is here, guys.
Yes.
And you know what that means.
What do we got?
5:15, backup quarterback game today.
Oh, and I got no Buckley.
You have no Buckley. Now, I don't know if Schulte's better or worse for you. I have no idea of Schulte's NFL knowledge.
I'm not going to lie. I am walking in like...
You should be confident.
This year, from my preseason watching, there is not a lot of weird backups. You know, there's always like a... You know, some dude you've never heard of, like Bajent from a couple years ago. I don't think there's a lot of those guys. I feel pretty confident.
Well, you know, that will be reflected in the over-under.
Mm. See, that makes me a little nervous.
It will be the highest over-under you will ever have to achieve.
I just, I don't know. I'm not nervous about this one. And which if you probably lose, means I'm going to lose.
Well, if you lose, you don't have Buckley, so Schulte can help you. Yeah. But if you lose, we will offer you your job back with the third string quarterback game.
Okay.
Because the third string thing is a thing.
All right. Yeah. No. Well, kind of, sort of.
I mean, it is.
Or if you're Cleveland, you're carrying four, right?
No, they only carried three.
Oh, that's good.
At least. But I mean, who knows? I think they're still kind of updating. Yeah. Practice squad does not count. They are not on the official roster if they're on the practice squad. Yeah, so there
I know Bailey Zappi's on the practice squad in Kansas City.
But yeah, but that doesn't count. Well, everybody has a practice squad quarterback.
Pretty much,
But not everybody has a third string quarterback, but we do have the list of those who were kept as third stringers.
Right.
And so if you fail this year...
Does it count if I don't know which one's the backup, but I have both quarterbacks? Because like I know one off the top of my head, and I'm not certain who the... Which one's two and which one's three?
I think that's probably... Well, we'll see.
Okay,
we'll see. We'll see how we feel it.
I've got one of those in the top of my head, and I'm like, I'm not certain who got the job.
That'll be at 5:15. Let's get going with the poll question next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, let's get to our poll question. It is on X at 1080 The Fan. Yesterday we asked you, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being most worried, how concerning is Oregon's opener versus Idaho? You said a 5.
Yes.
Now, we gave you 4 options. There was a 2, a 5, an 8, and a 12. And 12 would be aggressively worried. Seeing how the scale is only 1 to 10. 8-1.
8-1, huh?
8-1. Yeah, people are pretty worried. 36% said 8.
Boy.
27% said 12.
Yeah, I mean,
that's 63% of the whole.
I just think as fans in general, we're programmed to hit the panic button. I mean, we live in a world of hot takes. We live in a world of instantaneous, oh my God. We'll see it this week after the NFL. I mean, it'll be week one and Stephen A. Smith will come yelling on there about how someone's season's over or this guy sucks. And I don't know. It wasn't good. It wasn't pretty. But again, I don't know how it can be an 8 or a 12 when you absolutely dominated that game in literally every statistical category except for the score.
Personal opinion. You know, everybody's different.
Yeah, I mean, no one's happy. Believe me, no one's happy about the performance. But for me, I mean, this is going to sound really crappy. I think it was three guys. Center, right guard, right tackle. If those three guys play a better game, and by the way, against Boise, Your starting right guard is probably your center. The new right guard is going to be a guy that should have been there but is injured. And hopefully your right tackle, who's a preseason All-American, pulls his head out. So that's why, to me, I can't hit any sort of panic button. I put the 5 is because that's the only thing you have on tape, and it wasn't pretty from an offensive standpoint. But I just would tell every Duck fan, just deep breath on this one. After Boise, you know, then maybe we're back to mashing the panic button. But an 8 or a 12, no.
Boise only on Peacock? Is that what I'm reading? The Boise game?
It's possible. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I thought it was the Oregon-Boise State game. Yeah,
only Peacock, right? Mm.
Yeah, I don't think it's anything else. But that's,
so it's a streaming-only game?
Yeah. It's not an NBC game. Yeah, that's what you're asking. It's a streaming-only.
Again, that still blows my mind.
God, me too.
A top now 7, but a preseason top 3 team. I don't know. It was the one was on the Big Ten Network where a bunch of people couldn't see it, and now it's on Peacock. I don't know that. You know my feelings on the stupid streaming thing. This whole thing is ridiculous. It's stupid.
It's really. It's just kind of the wild, wild west right now.
Yeah,
I think it's all gonna figure itself out as we transition from cable to streaming. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of convoluted. It's a mess.
Yeah, and it's hard to know where to go.
Yes, it's people, especially older people. They're going to miss these games. Yes. They don't know where to get this crap.
Yeah.
They don't even know how to, even if I told, you know, like I'm thinking of some people in my life, if I told them where the game is, they'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not fine.
But no, I'll tell you, I'll write down for you how to get, they won't do it.
No.
And so it's just, it's really obnoxious that you just, all you want to do is watch your team, and 2 weeks in a row, in this instance, like the Blazers have had this going for years. I still can't believe the Blazer thing isn't rectified yet.
I know.
But obviously they're
working on something.
I think over the next handful of weeks, we'll find out where they're going to be broadcast, and it will be more readily available. But why in 2024 is that only just now being even attempted to be rectified? It's unbelievable. And then this Oregon thing, you got 2 weeks in a row. It's the most anticipated season in the history of the program. Mm-hmm. And 2 weeks in a row, they're blacked out on the Big Ten Network, depending on who you have. And then they're on Peacock.
Yeah, and now you're searching for it. And half the time, too, it's like something's on Peacock, but then like if I have HBO, it lets me stream it. There's so many times where I don't think I have something, then it turns
they're
out I do.
They're all partners, yeah.
Yeah, and which is why, I mean, more and more, I just, honestly, I just go east. I stream stuff now. Because it's frustrating to me finding what because half the time, even if you have YouTube or you have Hulu or whatever, it's still not enough. We have that with the Mariners in here. It pisses me off. We have every stupid channel you can have in this room, including the Major League Baseball package. And yet, if you want to watch the Mariners in here, you can't watch it on the TV.
You know who else you can't watch in here?
The Cardinals.
Cubs the Cardinals because Danny... Because that's
MLB,
his,
yeah.
Yeah, and the Cardinals are his team. But the Cubs or the White Sox can't watch, blacked out.
Yeah, it's just so dumb.
I mean, come on, man.
They're making it hard. And you can't, especially when your team isn't very good or the game isn't that interesting, you cannot make it that hard for fans, which is why, you know, I think the Ishbia guy down in Phoenix is kind of a boob, but the best thing he did was he just said, hey, I don't care about money. I'm worth billions. I'm putting this thing on every game that Phoenix Suns will play is on network TV. And by the way, if you don't have an antenna, you know, you can still do that, by the way. You can go buy an antenna off Amazon for like $15.
You sure can.
And
it works.
Yeah, it works. Yep. And then there's nicer ones that are like 60 for better range or whatever, but you can buy ones really cheap. But down in Phoenix, if you don't have one, you can go to a website that he set up and say, hey, I don't have an antenna. And they will send you a basic antenna. So, if you want to watch the Phoenix Suns, you can watch them. And I just, I don't know. I think that's amazing that a billionaire owner is like, dude, I don't need however many, you know, whatever sort of chump change my local TV deal is worth. Just get it to the masses and I'll make up for it in people going to games and interest and merchandising and all that crap.
I mean, I've admittedly been stealing my dad's DirecTV login to watch Root Sports. Actually, I'll log in there so you guys can actually watch Mariners games if you want. We can turn them on in the main studio.
I think it's over.
At this point,
it doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter. In case anybody cares, no one should. But it's, I don't mean to say that you guys are kind of sound a little old here, but like Peacock, for instance, I do feel like it's one of the, I heard Dusty say this, it's not only a great quality, and that's what he was getting at, but it is one of the better quality streaming services out there. It is one of the ones that I feel like does a lot more trials, offers itself up for free, and it is a lot more easily accessible. Listen,
so now you're asking people for one game to go in and now do free trials. Yeah, it's there's not a lot of people that aren't jumping through those hoops.
Here's the thing. It's not about one game. They've had Big Ten games on there all through last season.
I think they had.
Ooh, my seven-day trial. That's awesome.
They have NFL too, right?
Yes, they do. They have NFL. They had.
Look, I'm not saying it's hard for me. I'm a streamer, and I think it's fine.
Yeah, it's easy.
And we probably do sound like old people because we're representing the old people. There are people who cannot figure this whole thing out and won't or don't have the money to, you know, and toggling back and forth between free trials and what has what, it really is. It is not straightforward.
No. And there are a lot of people, again, if, see, Schultze, you're a diehard. There's no way that you first off, you shouldn't be watching the Mariners anyways. It's bad for your heart. One day they'll kill
you. Over. Admit
it's over.
I host a podcast about them, so I have to.
Just be, admit it. Shameless promotion.
It is. It's over.
Yeah.
It was over on Sunday.
But my point is that for a lot of people, young or old, and certainly the old fall into this category, is that if you make it difficult for them to watch,
correct,
they just won't watch.
That's right.
See the Blazers last year. They were down, what, between 60 and 70% in TV viewership. Look, one, the team wasn't very good, and two, you made it hard for people. I mean, I'm this way. I mean, I'll seek out the Oregon game no matter what, right? But the Mariners are a great example. Like, I like, normally, when I had cable and I had Root, it was easy. I would go home, and most days, because the Mets are usually over by the time I get home, that I was going to watch anywhere from four to six innings of a Mariner game. It was on in the background. I would turn it on during dinner. I turn it on afterwards. Now that I can't, and now that I have to go and I have to use like a StreamEast thing and pull it up and then it's on my phone and all that, I just don't watch. If you make something hard for me as a casual fan, and this is my job, and it's something that I enjoy doing, if you make it hard for me, I'm out. And I'm telling you, there's way more people that are like that than there are the diehards that were like, hey, come hell or high water, I'm going to find this game.
That's right, because it's not that important to them.
No.
I mean, it's important, but it's like, eh.
Exactly.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, don't make me jump through
hoops.
I'll
go pull some weeds or something.
Oh, God, I do that all the time. With
Save
like,
some money.
I want to read an article, and I'm going along, and I'm like, nope.
Oh, the paywall?
Yeah, or this one here. Hey, son, you know, just put in your email address. I'm like, nope, I'm not doing that.
I don't think so.
No, we're good.
All right. Well, anyway, there's a whole rabbit hole there. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being most worried, how concerning is Oregon's opener versus Idaho? 36% of you said 8. 27% said 12. 26% said 5, and just 11% said 2. Today's poll question is there for you. It is on X at 1080 The Fan.
Real quick, I'm closer to 2 than I am 12. But
It is, which game provides the most intrigue this week?
Ooh.
Is it Oregon-Boise State? Is it Michigan-Texas? Is it Ravens-Chiefs? Or is it Jets Niners? Vote hard.
Michigan Texas with a side of Jets Niners.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You like Jets Niners more than Ravens Chiefs?
Yeah, I know what the Ravens and Chiefs are. They're going to be fine. I know the Ravens are kind of rebuilding their O-line a little bit. I'm excited. By the way, I got a little juice on Derrick Henry to rushing title and MVP.
He's with the Ravens. Derrick Henry now?
Ravens?
Oh, that's right.
By the way, he was second in the league last year in rushing yards, playing behind one of the worst offensive lines and the worst offenses in the NFL. He going to have a big year.
Am I crazy to predict that he'll get hurt tomorrow? Because he probably will.
Because of the Ravens.
Well, the Ravens running backs are always hurt.
Yeah, but Derrick Henry's kind of a machine. I mean, he just goes. So I got a little juice on him being the rushing title. And, dude, you can get him MVP right now for like plus 4,500. And if the Ravens end up winning 13, 14 games, and I think they can, and he's going to get a million carries, especially in the red zone, just, I don't know, keep an eye on it. I don't think he's going to, but there's some real value there. So I know they're fine, But the Jets and Niners, like, I need to see New York. Because, I know San Francisco's good, but the Jets, on paper, if the O-line meshes and Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers, the Jets could be one of those teams. I'm very interested in seeing that one. So I'm actually way more intrigued by that, because to me there's an unknown, whereas the Chiefs and Ravens, dude, you know what you got. Those guys will be there standing when the dust settles.
Right now, 42% saying Oregon, Boise State. That stands to reason. But 22% Ravens, Chiefs, Jets, Niners, 20%, and then Texas, Michigan, only 16%.
Really?
Yeah.
God, I see. That's number one. That seems like an
interesting game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all over that. Michigan didn't look very good last week, but they ended up closed out in the second half. Texas on the road, two big boys, defending national champs, a team that was in the playoff last year that people are saying are more talented. I mean, that one's, I'm licking my chops over that. Playoffs. Let's go.
All right, vote hard. Coming up next, let's get to a little bit of NFL Week 1 talk. How you feel about your fantasy draft?
Yeah, that I didn't have it? I mean,
you feel bad about that?
No.
Didn't I played you play it 1 year?
1 year. Yeah. And it was...
You didn't go well?
Just stupid. The whole thing.
Okay. Well, anyway, Week 1 is here, and we will break it down next. Here is Schultzy with SportsCenter. All right. How you guys doing? Huh? How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Great. Tomorrow, Dan Lanning will return to our program. Mm-hmm. He's the coach at Oregon. He joins us every Thursday at 4 o'clock. And I'm excited to announce that tomorrow there will be a new sponsor.
Oh.
For the Dan Lanning segment.
Chock full of sponsors.
I know. It's crazy.
In the news, Club 1080. Yes. Dan Lanning.
We got the advocates on board. I mean, come on.
You got high-powered attorneys. Wow. I got cheap beer with pub beer. I mean,
it's great. It's great stuff.
Can the new is the new Lanning sponsor?
The sponsor will be.
Me?
They will be. It will.
You're doing great.
It's going to be Unitas Community Credit Union.
Oh,
that's the new sponsor.
Oh, yeah.
You,
yes,
us, Unitas.
All right.
How do you feel about that?
Love it.
Anyway, that's tomorrow at 4. NFL kicks up tomorrow. We've got Ravens, Chiefs.
Can't ask any more than Ravens, Chiefs.
Oh my God, no kidding.
I mean,
that's the best game you could possibly put together.
Yeah,
considering the playoff game.
Yeah, I'm looking through the rest of the week if anything even comes close to touching it. I mean,
it
besides
doesn't.
The vicious Commanders Buccaneers tilt. Yeah, this is there's not another game that comes close to this.
To me, there are six games that are interesting.
Philly, Green Bay, maybe the second.
You've got
best.
Ravens, Chiefs tomorrow night.
Yeah,
you've got Packers, Eagles, Friday night. That's in Brazil.
See, that's tasty for me, because if you want a dark horse, and it's not a dark horse because a lot of people are picking them, but like if I'm not going with the standard Kansas City and San Francisco, like, oh, two best teams in the NFL, I think you can make a strong case that Green Bay is a Super Bowl is a Super Bowl team.
You know, they're underdogs in that game.
Yeah, what, 2.5?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't, you know me, I'm just Philly, to me, I'm out on until they prove it. That second half collapse was unbelievable. And now they're saying all the right things, and Sirianni and Hurts are on the same page, and Kumbaya. And maybe so. Prove it to me. Okay. But their roster is really good. I don't buy it.
So we got a Friday night game.
Yeah.
And then nothing Saturday. And then Sunday, we've got Cowboys-Browns is interesting. That's in Cleveland.
Sure.
Broncos Seahawks course, that's fun. And then you have Sunday night football is Rams Lions.
Yeah, which
that's good.
That's tasty. A lot of people like the Rams. I'm not quite as high on the Rams as some people, but they were a surprise team last year. And again, if you want to take a Super Bowl team that's not San Francisco, like if I'm doing my power rankings, I'm at my NFC, I got to do power rankings. San Francisco 1, I think Detroit 2, Green Bay 3, or vice versa. Detroit 2, Green Bay 3.
A lot of people talking about the Lions this year.
They should.
And rightly so. I mean,
the Lions are good. If their defense and, you know, Terrion Arnold, who is another guy, they have a lot of draft capital in that. I've seen some people that think that he could be a defensive rookie of the year type. If that defense takes the next kind of step up and Aaron Glenn can get them into, I'm not going to say like a, they don't need to be like a top five unit, but if they just play top 10, right? If that's somewhere between, let's go even like 9 and 12, the Lions will be a Super Bowl team. They just yeah. need their defense to be a little more consistent.
There's always the groupthink in the preseason of the NFL or any of these sports. And everybody's like, oh, jocking this team or that team. And the reality is the seasons, they oftentimes go wildly different. Not to say that any of the talk about Detroit isn't warranted. I mean, obviously, they were good last year, and they're Dan Campbell's doing Applebee's ads and kumbaya.
Yeah. Tell someone gets hurt.
At the same time. Yep. This bro going to be betting against them because they're the Lions.
Yeah. Well, bet them against your own peril because the Lions are good.
I will.
I just
like to go against groupthink.
Yeah, it's just a good roster.
You know what I'm saying?
But again, like last year, no one saw the Texans coming.
That's right.
You know, we just...
NFL is wildly unpredictable, yes. I think, more so than college.
And this year, it's even, I don't know, like you always do like previews or like I'll go on and do different previews for different markets and stuff and... You know, everyone always wants that sleeper team. And boy, I'll tell you what, I think this year's hard to come up with a sleeper team. But again, no one would have said Houston is a sleeper team. Like Chicago is one. But again, I don't know if that's even a sleeper team.
I don't think it is.
You know, I think that's one that people are talking about. The one that I'm going with, and I don't think that they win, but I said all along, I think they're going to be a playoff team. And I do think they can make a little noise is Seattle. I think Seattle is better than people are giving them credit for. And I think they'll surprise some people.
I have a hot Jared Goff stat for you.
Ooh, what do we got?
For the Rams Lions game on Sunday Night Football.
What is the line on that, by the way?
I have not seen the line. And I should have that because we are talking against the spread here.
I got 3.5 Detroit.
Favorite, but because they're at home.
Yeah, they're at home.
And that was wasn't that a playoff game last year? Playoffs. Didn't they play?
Am I wrong? Did they play in the playoffs?
Playoffs.
Now I got to look back on that.
I thought they did. I don't remember. Anyway.
Playoffs.
Jared Goff, career 7-0 against the spread, week one.
Oh.
How about that?
That is a nice little.
You gonna take the Lions?
If I had to bet that, and I'm not certain. By the way, that did happen. 24-23.
Yeah, it was a great game.
Yeah, and then they got Tampa. I remember Tampa and San Francisco. I was like, I think that's the Rams, but wasn't certain. I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm going to touch that one. I don't like the hook. That will probably be something that I leave alone.
And then Monday Night Football is Jets Niners.
Yes, so, which I'm fired up
so
for.
Some pretty good matchups. You know, back to tomorrow, a couple of stats. John Harbaugh, 12-4 week one ATS.
Oh.
Okay. That's probably due to his feverish preseason regimen.
They do have harder camps, and they put a little more emphasis on it. I mean, there's a lot of people now, and this is why, like I said, the backup quarterback game to me is getting easier and easier because no one's playing the preseason anymore. Like, you just get to see more of the backups. And the Rams, the Ravens are one of those teams that kind of takes it a little seriously. They go a little more old-school approach.
Also, Lamar Jackson is 12-1-1 in his career as an underdog.
Oh.
Love that.
Oh, that's a little tasty.
Yeah, 10-4 straight up, 12-1-1 against the spread as an underdog. They are 3-point undies at the Chiefs.
I'll tell you what, though, and I love the Ravens. Gun to my head, I may take the Ravens to win the Super Bowl.
The old sports gun.
I mean, I really like the Ravens, but boy, I'll tell you what, you got to have some balls to bet against Patrick Mahomes at home. Like, it, you know.
Yeah.
He's kind of entering that weird territory for me of, to either bet Kansas City or just, I mean, it's one thing, like, you give them, like, a ridiculous point total, because they have not been great at covering these last couple years. You know, their offense hasn't been that explosive and more of a defensive-minded team.
They've played with their food a lot.
Yeah. Well, and this isn't, I mean, look, I'm sitting here saying that since Tom Brady, I mean, outside of Tom Brady, dude, there's no one. Like, this guy that you're watching here, 15, he's as good as anyone that's ever played. I mean, there's no way you can make an argument otherwise. He's that good. But the last couple of years, this is not an offensive football team. Dude, they win playing defense. I mean, their defense has been better than their offense. The problem is the defense keeps you in games, and then you get to the end of it, and even if you don't do anything against him for three quarters, I mean, look at the Ravens. The Ravens played great against him last year, and it didn't matter.
Yep.
And that's the thing is, like, it just...
Well, they held him down in the second half.
Yes. You know, and so it's just like either you can't hold him down for four quarters, and the defense is good enough to snuff you out, or by God, if it's a close game, is there anyone? I mean, anyone that you want anywhere near the football who's not number 15? I mean, he's just that good.
Well, got to tell you, fella, fired up. Week one of the NFL.
Oh, absolutely.
Is tomorrow.
Let's go.
College is underway. We are in the throes of it.
Yes, we are. Sorry, family.
Wait, sorry, who?
The family.
Oh,
I'm not paying any attention to them.
Yeah.
I got football on.
I do a pretty good job of balancing that.
Do you?
Yeah. Because, well, it's easier when it's your job, because then you can just, she can look at me watching a game and eye roll, he probably has to watch this. Yeah.
Mine is usually, hey, you got money on this game? And if I do, everyone kind of leaves me alone. So sometimes I say that I do, even if I don't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do, son.
It's easier.
A lot.
Yeah. Look.
As a matter of fact, your next year of college is riding on this game, so you should probably leave me alone.
That's right. A lot of stress right now with the Ravens, huh? Just let it happen.
There are undercover reporters in sports.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't know that was ethical.
It is not.
And yet it happens.
Well, maybe it's...
Is it legal?
I don't even know if it's legal, dude.
I don't think you can record someone without their knowledge, can you?
It's a one-party state. Depends on where you are.
Yeah, it does depend on the... Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Okay, we'll get to that story next on The Fan. All right, this next story comes to us from the Washington Commanders of NFL fame.
Of course it does. If it was going to come from one team, it would come from the Washington Commanders. Even though Daniel Snyder's gone, they're still going to be the Commanders.
I was going to say, I thought maybe they cleaned up their act over there.
Apparently not.
Well, but this could happen anywhere.
Yes, this is not exclusive to that. And let me just, again, for the record, this dude is an absolute scumbag. I still kind of feel bad for him.
Okay, the story is that this guy has been suspended. He is the vice president of content.
Dude, he's going to get fired. You can't bring him back in.
For the Commanders, his name is Rael Antin, apparently Buck knows him and worked with him in the Bay Area back in the day.
Of course.
Buck is gone, though, so we have no insight into what this guy's all about. But they have suspended him because he made comments about the team's players being anti-gay, accused Cowboys owner Jerry Jones of being racist and anti-gay, and called NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell a $50 million puppet.
Yeah.
So what happened was he made these comments to an undercover reporter for the O'Keefe Media Group. According to a social media video from that group, Antin had met the reporter on the dating app Hinge and met with her twice at local restaurants. According to James Keefe, who is the CEO of O'Keefe Media Group, the interviews took place at a restaurant in Washington, D.C. in June. The language used in the video runs counter to our values at the Commanders organization, a team spokesman said. We have suspended the employee pending an investigation and will reserve further comment at this time. He told the undercover reporter that over 50% of our roster is white religious and God says F the gays. Their interpretation, I don't buy any of that. Another big chunk is low-income African-Americans that comes from a community that is inherently very homophobic. That is a quote from the guy.
Yeah.
On the video, he is also seen saying some players are dumb as hell and said some who were smart don't stay that way after getting hit in the head too many times. He also said those who get their heads knocked around a few times are more susceptible to conspiracy theories. He then said, I don't think the commissioner of the NFL hates gay people, hates black people. Jerry Jones, who really runs the NFL, I think he hates gay people, black people.
Yeah. It gets worse.
He was with the Jets for 2 years before coming to Washington. He called the league's social justice initiative performative. He says it's not done out of the goodness of their heart. It's done because George Floyd changed the game. It's to make as much money as possible. The NFL cares about the bottom line like any corporation above all else. He said because the league makes so much money, they can faux prioritize DEI for the sake of good publicity. He told her that most of the fans are high school educated alcoholics and called them mouth breathers. I didn't see that part until now.
Yep.
Schulte, comment.
Well,
pretty
funny.
And then he said
that one is anyways.
He called all his players very low income,
not that
poorly educated African Americans.
He said he told the reporter whose name was not revealed and who could only be heard on the video that his job is to sell hope. 3 years ago, there were videos of pipes leaking. Fans said it smelled like sewage, but he said he tweeted out that it was just water.
Yeah.
That, he said, is state run media. Yeah. And there I give you Rael Antin.
Rael, not a gonna work here anymore. Thanks for coming, dude.
When social justice meets sports.
You're done. Like, you can't, you're just done. You're in charge. You're in charge of their content. So, no, you're not.
In today's day and age where, and look, I think I'm with you in that. Wow. Is that legal for her to do that? I guess it's a public place, a restaurant where he could conceivably be overheard. But that seems really shady. It's like somebody texted in and said, it reminded, because this was in Washington, D.C., it reminded him of the old Marion Barry. The bitch set me up.
Yeah.
Well, you saw who did this, right? O'Keefe is James O'Keefe, who used to be of Project Veritas, who did all those undercover, like, exposés and interviews, you know, of people on the left and stuff like that. I think he got sued, had to start his own company, and now because this is intersecting with the world of sports, he's here doing this undercover.
And it's weird. Troublesome because it keeps getting reported as an interview. It wasn't an interview. Yeah. It was a date.
It was a date.
It was a date.
And undercover is a weird word. Like, that is trying to make it sound like it's perfectly on the up and up and legal, where they're doing like some sort of journalism. No. They're just trying to catch a guy saying stupid stuff, and they did.
In the video, you can see it. They're at dinner. They're having some drinks. This guy went on a dating site. She sought this guy out. Someone said, hey, this guy's got a dating profile. Go find this guy. And, you know, I'm guessing that it probably didn't take much, but she led him down those roads, started asking him, hey, you know, what's your job all about? And, hey, what do you really think of Jerry Jones? And like I said, this guy's a scumbag. The stuff he said is crap, but...
He probably just volunteers a lot of it. You know, a lot of people love to just talk.
Yeah.
And, you know, like when you're an executive with the Commanders, you know some stuff about the league.
Sure.
And you probably love... When you're in private, he's trying to impress a woman,
exactly.
By the way. He probably loves to spout some of that stuff.
Hey, here's my inside scoop.
Yeah, and this happens all the time. I just don't really understand why in today's day and age you would even say stuff like this.
Just,
even if you think you're in private with... I mean,
I just feel bad.
Just like, shut up.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's... You're on a date, or was it Donald Sterling, who, again, it sucks because, absolute scumbags. But Donald Sterling is talking to someone that he has an intimate relationship with. Meanwhile, she's recording him so that she can purposely stick a red hot poker up him. You know, this happens. It happened with Johnny Depp and Mel Gibson. Again, terrible people, but I don't know. It seems...
I'm with you.
It just seems wrong.
It is wrong. I don't think it seems wrong. It is wrong, but at the same time, I think... Again, this world of social media and video anywhere now, you really don't need to talk s about anybody.
No.
Like, you just shut up.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter if you think Jerry Jones is racist. What the hell are you getting out of telling somebody else that?
You know, besides
losing your job, right?
What you're trying to get is you're trying to get in someone's pants.
It's just
there's
a lot of different ways to do that. It's just dangerous now, and you got to be careful, man.
Yeah.
You just never know what microphone is on, who's recording you, who's
tough.
It is tough, and I mean, I think maybe in a weird way, it's cleaned everybody's act up. Well, not everybody, but it's made people think twice about just saying some of the things that they would say even in private.
Yep. So here's a guy.
Or John Gruden on email.
Yeah. Here's a dude that's just going through, going through his life and meets some gal on Hinge that he probably is into and is all excited, goes on a date. Next thing you know, that guy's life, as he knows it, is...
Dude.
Changed. I mean,
I bet his world today is upside down.
Well, I mean, so I don't know what the VP of content exactly is, but I'm guessing, again, it's a social media thing.
Yeah,
he's in charge of all those channels and all that.
He's a VP, but I'm guessing it's not that
lucrative. No, but I'm guessing that that's still his career, and his career in that field now, and say what you will about the Commanders, there's 32 of those jobs. He ain't getting one of those jobs. I mean, this may be a complete change in his life, like hard course correct, and never comes back from it. And like I said, for someone saying horrible things, you can say that he deserves it, but I don't know, the way that information was collected under those pretenses, I don't know how you do that as a journalist. I don't know how you do that and feel about yourself.
I mean, it's simply legal. That's why.
I'm sorry, what?
It's legal, simply. I get that they're moral, and I'm with you guys. I hate when people do questionably moral things, but unfortunately, if it was in the District of Columbia, that is a one-party state, so it's...
So you can record anyone at any time?
I can walk in, we can go have beers, and it's the same thing here in Oregon. It's a one-party state.
Yeah.
I could go record our conversation without your knowledge because I'm consenting to it. That's all you need.
Yeah.
Right. Sucks.
Well, I'm with you on that, but at the same time, let's all learn a lesson here that you never know who's recording you.
Nope.
How about just keep it above board, man? You just don't need to talk crap. Just,
nope.
You know,
No, no.
Be cool.
Someone say, wait, she was turned on by hot Jerry Jones talk.
Right. Tell me more about Jerry, baby.
But I guess that's one of those things, too, that if you're a pretty girl, it's gross. Probably not real hard to manipulate a guy into talking what you want him to talk about.
This guy probably spits stuff all over the place.
Yep. Someone's saying his wife was really pissed.
Is he married?
No, it's just a joke. Like, you know. Met her on a Hinge account. Although I haven't seen that he's married, but wouldn't that be something? That's how you get caught. You're like, whoops, honey, I swear. What you're talking about? Yeah, I have the most horrible views known to man, but I wasn't on Hinge. It's false. It's false reporting.
All right, coming up next, can we begin the speculation? Let's on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.